Grant Sabatier stared at his bank account balance, $2.26 in checking, one penny in savings. At 24, he was unemployed, living with his parents, and couldn't afford the Chipotle burrito he was craving. He'd done everything society promised would lead to success, graduated from a good university, landed a job before graduation, yet here he was, broke and desperate. This wasn't supposed to be his story. But that rock-bottom moment sparked something extraordinary. Within 5 years, Sabatier transformed from nearly broke to millionaire, not through lottery luck or a tech startup windfall, but through strategic money management and relentless hustle. His journey challenges everything we've been taught about retirement, work, and the relationship between money and time. What if the traditional path, work for 40 years, retire at 65, isn't the only option? What if financial freedom could arrive decades earlier? The fundamental problem with conventional wisdom is treating money as more valuable than time. Money is theoretically infinite, a human invention that expands as economies grow. Time, however, is brutally finite. You have roughly 25,000 days of adult life, yet we surrender our best years to work without questioning whether there's another way. Traditional retirement advice fails most people. Save $2,000 annually with 7% returns for 40 years, and inflation reduces your $470,967 to just $144,378 in today's purchasing power, yielding only $10,312 yearly income. This path sacrifices your healthiest years working for money. Nurse Bronnie Ware documented dying patients' top regrets. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, and I wish I hadn't worked so hard. The game changer, passive income lets your money grow while you sleep. Traditional calculators suggest impossibly large sums, like $3.5 million, but they overestimate inflation and assume investments stop growing after retirement. With $1 million at 7% growth, you gain $70,000 yearly. Withdraw $40,000 to live on, and your principal remains intact while $30,000 compounds, potentially doubling or tripling your portfolio without working. Retiring young requires less money because investments have more time to compound. Real examples: Anita retired at 33 with $700,000, growing to $900,000 in 2 years. Christy and Bryce retired at 32 with $1 million, achieving 13% first-year growth. The formula: annual expenses times 25 equals your number. Spend $50,000 annually, you need $1,250,000 invested. That $350 monthly takeout habit requires $105,000 saved forever. Reduce it to $200 monthly, and you've lowered required savings by $45,000. Housing dominates your financial independence number. Manhattan's cost of living index, 235.0, is triple McAllen, Texas, 76.0. $50,000 in annual expenses in Chicago becomes $117,500 in Manhattan, requiring an extra $1,687,500 saved. Consistent income streams dramatically reduce what you need. Earning $2,000 monthly when expenses are $50,000 means withdrawing only $26,000 from investments, dropping your number from $1,250,000 to $650,000. Breaking goals into smaller targets makes them achievable. For $1,250,000 with 7% returns, 5 years requires $217,363 annually, while 20 years drops this to $30,491 annually. Even $2 more daily could accelerate retirement by a year. Your number isn't fixed. It's shaped by where you live and what income you create. Build wealth quickly by maximizing three levers: income, savings, and expenses. While most advice focuses on cutting costs, real power comes from growing income while reducing expenses, accelerating both your savings rate and investment potential. Your savings rate determines how quickly you reach financial independence. Extraordinary savers achieved early retirement. Anita saved 85% and retired at 33 with $700,000. Steve and Courtney saved 70% and retired at 35 with $890,000. JP saved over 80% and retired at 28 with $2.5 million. The math is compelling. At $100,000 income, a 5% savings rate requires 33-plus years to reach $1.25 million, while 95% achieves it in under 10 years. At $200,000 income, increasing from 5% to 50% savings slashes the timeline from 33.66 years to 9.29 years. The wealthy deploy money strategically, cutting expenses, optimizing fees, minimizing taxes, building income streams, and maximizing hourly earnings even while sleeping. View your job as foundation, then launching pad. Jobs provide benefits worth 20 to 50% of salary, health insurance, disability coverage, 401k matching, paid time off. Side hustles offer low-risk diversification. At least 40% of Sabatier's net worth came from investing side income, cutting his path to financial independence in half. Traditional budgeting fails because it's burdensome and guilt-inducing. Instead, focus on your three largest expenses: housing, transportation, and food. Optimizing these alone can increase your savings rate by 25% or more. Housing consumes 33% of the average American's budget. When Sabatier downsized from a $1,500 to a $700 apartment, he saved $25,000 over 2 years, money that grew to over $100,000 and will reach $761,225 in 30 years. House sitting, house hacking, and bartering can eliminate rent entirely. Transportation devours 19% of budgets. Average new car payments run $517 monthly for 6 years. Buying used cars for cash saves thousands. That $517 monthly investment would yield $46,365 in 6 years, growing to $187,256 after 20 more. Before any purchase, ask, how many hours of my life am I trading for this? A $40,000 car at $1,079 per hour costs 3,707 hours, about 18 months of work. At 7% annual growth, a $3 coffee becomes $2,284 in 30 years. This doesn't mean never spending. It means spending intentionally on what truly adds value while ruthlessly cutting what doesn't. Investing creates passive income, money without trading time. Focus on five controllable factors: minimizing risk, fees, and taxes on contributions, maximizing returns, and minimizing taxes on withdrawals. Separate short-term goals within 5 years from long-term investments. Automate deposits and increase your rate by 1% monthly. Higher stock allocations typically yield better returns. 100% stock portfolios outperformed bonds by 4.54% annually over the past decade. Investment fees devastate wealth through negative compounding. Index funds offer the simplest path. 90% of active investors underperform the market over 15 years. Low-cost index funds capture the market's historical 7.3% annual growth while minimizing fees and effort. Tax optimization is essential. For someone earning $100,000, investing 10% with a 4% employer match, tax-advantaged accounts yield over $760,000 more than taxable accounts over 30 years. Max out tax-advantaged accounts first, 401ks, IRAs, HSAs, then use taxable brokerage accounts. With each dollar invested, you're buying back your time, one dividend at a time. Financial independence isn't about hitting a specific number. It's about gaining freedom to pursue what matters. Christy and Bryce retired at 31 and 32 with just over $1 million, their portfolio generating roughly $40,000 annually while they travel and volunteer. JP retired at 28 with $2 million after saving 80% of her income, now writing novels and mentoring aspiring authors. Brandon and Jill reached independence at 32, maintaining expenses between $38,000 to $45,000. Brandon emphasizes having no schedule obligations is totally worth any sacrifice. They now spend winters hiking and summers teaching their children about sustainable living. Money's true purpose is gaining control over your time. Every spending decision is a vote for the life you want. The goal isn't accumulating wealth, but buying time for joy, relationships, and self-care. Define success on your own terms, whether that means early retirement, career changes, or daily flexibility. Financial independence offers something radical: freedom to choose how you spend your days.